You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Nancy Solomon, in for Tanzina. And we're going to round out the hour talking about something that's been keeping many of us company during the pandemic, podcasts. Even though fewer people have been commuting to work over the past year, a recent study from the media research company Edison Research found that both monthly and weekly podcast listenership has increased over the past year. For some of us, podcasts can be a complete escape, a chance to listen to your favorite comedians or athletes talk directly to you. And for others, like me, there's nothing more gripping than a well-reported true crime audio story.
What are you thinking is going to happen at the trial?
They would prove my innocence.
They prove your innocence?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
At the end of this, they're going to say not guilty.
I was thinking, like, surely they will see through this, you know?
Yeah.
As you can see, that didn't work out.
Here to help us figure out what's worth checking out in this ever-growing landscape is Sarah Larson, a staff writer at The New Yorker who contributes to the column Podcast Department. Great to have you here, Sarah.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So as I said, I am, of course, a fan of true crime podcasts, but usually just the ones that are really well-reported and don't feel like they're exploiting the victims. So what makes a good true crime podcast, in your opinion?
Definitely sensitivity to the victims and the loved ones of the people the story is about. Responsible reporting, you know, made by people with more moxie than fact-checking, you know. A good new podcast, true crime podcast that's come out is Stolen, The Search for Jermaine. Are you familiar with this?
Yeah, and we have a clip to play, so let's play that, and then you can tell us more about it.
She loved animals, hey?
Oh, yeah. Animals. She always wanted to have a little farm of her own. Quite the artist. Really very good artist, very good writer.
Tell us about Stolen.
Stolen is about the disappearance of Jermaine Charlot from a Missoula, Montana bar. She's from the Flathead Reservation, and the series is reported by Connie Walker, who's a journalist, who's a Cree woman, a Canadian First Nations. She did an excellent podcast a while ago called Missing and Murdered, Finding Cleo. And it's just, it's a beautifully reported and fascinating story about not just the disappearance of Jermaine, but of the community surrounding her. And it's really well done.
Some of the ones I've really liked are, we heard a clip at the very top from In the Dark. I'm listening to West Cork right now, and I like that one a lot. And I really loved Bear Brook.
Those are some of my favorites. Yeah.
Yeah. And but what kind of problems do you see that arise in the genre of true crime?
Well, for one thing, many of them focus on, you know, middle-class white women. sort of distort, you know, the perspective. A lot of them are presented mostly as entertainment. You know, there are a lot of podcasts that are beloved by many people that are sort of make true crime fun. And of course, you know, it's complicated. We listen to these partly because they're entertainment in some way, but it's also journalism and a riveting story. And, you know, it's important to get the tone right, and definitely not easy. So the ones that you mentioned, In the Dark is probably the best podcast ever made, in my opinion, but
it's right up there for sure.
Yeah. Even before it affected the Supreme Court. It's a good one.
Impact and results are amazing from that one. So let's move away from true crime. You also have recommended Aria Code, which is produced by my colleagues at WNYC's classical station, WQXR. This one's about opera, and we have a sample of it. Let's play that.
So there's no history of Egypt conquering Ethiopia back in pharaonic times. This was a made-up story. However, it seeped in different power dynamics of Verdi's time in the 1880s. You've got the whole world of colonialism on the African continent. So we know that that was in the background.
colonialism and opera. So do you need to understand opera to listen to this one?
No, not at all. And, you know, for me, I love music more than pretty much anything, and I'm not a musician. So anything that can help me understand the magic and the gorgeousness of music and how it happens is thrilling to me. And Aria Code to me does that really well. I mean, it's hosted by Rhiannon Giddens, and it brings in different experts in every episode to explicate a different aria. And then at the end, you hear the aria. And it's just, it's really lovely. It comes together really beautifully. And I always learn something, whether I know the aria or not. So that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, music, of course, is such a sort of obvious advantage in audio work and radio podcasting. But let's talk about Nocturne, because that's one that you recommend that deals with insomnia, which I would not say is a natural for radio. So let's play a quick clip of that one.
I think there's no animal more emblematic of the night than the owl. Of course, they're nocturnal, but that's not the only reason. They're also ephemeral and mysterious, keeping their distance from us in tree branches and on posts, showing only glimpses of themselves before vanishing in a silent flap of wings.
So is this one to listen to at night before bed, or definitely not?
No, it's beautiful. Nocturne is hosted by Vanessa Lowe, who produces it independently, and it's beautifully designed, and it's really about night. It's about stories that happen at night. A recent one was about a practice in the Netherlands called dropping, which involves leaving your kids in the woods at night and letting them find their way home. Not something I knew about, but they're all fascinating, and they're all very atmospheric and beautiful.
Podcasts have been on the rise, of course, for a while now. I love that there are now podcast critics like yourself. So when did you start on the beat? How did that happen?
It was a few years ago, before the advent of Serial and the explosion of podcasts that followed it. And I just feel lucky that I was able to, you know, sort of observe all of that as it was happening. It's just a form that I love. I love the combination of music and human intimacy and good storytelling. When done right, there's nothing like it.
I could not agree anymore. So you also recommend Cocaine and Rhinestones. Does the title say it all on that one?
The title says a lot, but the podcast says even more. It's a really unique and wonderful and funny and smart podcast about 20th century country music, hosted by Tyler Mahan Coe, who's the son of the country musician David Allen Coe. And he has a unique perspective on the history of country music and also the music itself. And he weaves together essays that he's written with, you know, clips of the music and stories. And he has a very fierce way of presenting information that is a little startling and quite wonderful, in my opinion. And so the first season came out in 2017, and that was about a bunch of different artists, the Leuven Brothers, Loretta Lynn, Ernest Tubb. The second season is about one person, George Jones, but it contains so many other stories within the story of George Jones. He's only released one episode so far. They're each about 2 hours long, and there will be 18 of them. So wow. I've heard the first four episodes, and they're fantastic. And I'm very curious about where it will go next.
So the Slate podcast has Slow Burn, and it's just released its fifth season premiere. So this latest season looks at the Iraq War. What do you think of the first episode so far?
It's wonderful. It's got a really interesting character, Ahmed Shalabi, and who's, you know, unusual and fascinating. And the thing I love about Slow Burn, you know, which started a few seasons ago with the story of Watergate, right, is that it takes episodes from fairly recent history within some of our lifetimes. Others are less familiar with the the topic at hand, but it just digs into what it was like to live through a particular experience, like the Clinton impeachment or Watergate or the Iraq War. And let's face it, who among us feels like they really know everything they should know about the Iraq War? Certainly, you know, not me. So I'm always really appreciative of Slow Burn and the way that it approaches its subjects. And this season is hosted by Noreen Malone, and so far it's a knockout. I mean, there's only one episode out, but I have a lot of faith that the rest will be just as good.
Sarah Larson is a staff writer at The New Yorker who contributes to the column Podcast Department. Thanks a lot, Sarah.
Thank you so much.